This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. President Joe Biden will speak to the nation later Tuesday, outlining his plans to combat the surging Omicron variant of the virus that causes COVID-19. The White House says the president's plan includes dispatching federal health care workers to short-handed hospitals, pre-positioning the national stockpile of medical equipment around the country, and offering 500 million free COVID-19 test kits to Americans. The number of new COVID-19 cases in the U.S. is on the rise again, with 143,000 new cases recorded Monday, along with another 1,300 deaths. Nearly three-quarters of the new cases are linked to the highly transmissible Omicron variant, up from just 1% of all cases 3 weeks ago. The weekly average number of new reported COVID-19 cases has doubled in the past 2 months. In a statement ahead of Biden's speech, the White House said the Omicron variant is likely to spread new cases among vaccinated people, but those cases are not likely to be severe. The White House said, in contrast, unvaccinated individuals are at a high risk of getting COVID-19, getting severely ill, and even dying. Meanwhile, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says about 204 million Americans, or 61%, are fully vaccinated, up from less 1% at the beginning of the year. But only 60.8 million people so far have gotten booster shots, which health experts agree provide the most protection against the Omicron variant. About 50 million Americans have not received any vaccinations, many of them objecting to the government's effort to get more people inoculated, saying it violates their freedom to make their own medical choices or believing the vaccines will cause severe side effects. Among the groups of people getting vaccinated, among whom getting vaccinated remains politically controversial, often according to surveys, are those who voted for former President Donald Trump in his unsuccessful 2020 re-election bid. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department's top diplomat in Europe said Tuesday she expects bilateral talks with Russia could start in January in an effort to ease escalating tensions in Europe. In a telephone briefing, Deputy Secretary of State for European and Eurasian Affairs Karen Dunfried told reporters the U.S. and Russia will agree to a specific date and location for the talks regarding, among other issues, a security proposal Moscow offered last week, which includes demands NATO give up any military activity in Eastern Europe and Ukraine. Dunfried said the U.S. has made clear that any dialogue must be based on reciprocity, address concerns about Russia's actions, and take place in full coordination with European allies and partners. She stressed there will be no talks on European security without Europe. Western intelligence agencies say Russia has deployed 100,000 troops along its border with Ukraine. The U.S. has expressed concern Russia could invade Ukraine early next year. Meanwhile, during comments to Russian military leaders Tuesday, Russian President Vladimir Putin blamed escalating tensions in Europe on the U.S. and NATO and said the troop buildup on the border with Ukraine was Russia's only recourse. Putin did say he wants a diplomatic resolution to the situation. Officials in Japan Tuesday announced three death row inmates were hanged to death in the nation's first executions in 2 years, amid growing criticism by human rights groups of the country's use of the death penalty. Justice Minister Yoshida Furukawa said at a news conference that the three had committed extremely ghastly crimes and the punishment was appropriate. One of the three death row inmates was convicted of killing seven people and setting fire to their house in 2004, while the other two were convicted in the 2003 killings of two pinball parlor employees. Executions are carried out in high secrecy in Japan, where prisoners are not informed of their fate until the mornings they were hanged. Furukawa declined to comment on the timing of the executions, which are often carried out during the year-end holiday season when Parliament is in recess, which opponents say is an attempt by the government to reduce criticism. Japan's Parliament adjourned last week. The World Health Organization Tuesday stressed once again its advice that perhaps the best thing people can do to prevent the spread of COVID this holiday season is to cancel large gatherings. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus first offered the recommendation Monday during a briefing on the spread of the Omicron variant, saying an event canceled is better than a life canceled. During an interview Tuesday with Britain's Sky News, WHO spokeswoman Dr. Margaret Harris repeated the advice, saying COVID-19 is most likely to spread in large gatherings, even in well-vaccinated populations, especially with a highly transmissible variant like Omicron. She said in such gatherings, it's impossible to know what kind of exposure each person has experienced. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.